This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior Hamas figure has been killed in Beirut. We get more from AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma.
An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital on Tuesday has killed Hamas's number two political leader. Saleh Arouri was the most senior figure in the group killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. The strike hit an apartment in a building in a Shiite district of Beirut. That's a Hezbollah stronghold. The move marks a potentially significant escalation of Israel's war. Arouri's killing risks provoking major retaliation from the militia. Hezbollah leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah has vowed to strike back against any Israeli targeting of Palestinian officials in Lebanon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the UN is urging for maximum restraint after that.
Hamas official Bassem Naim confirmed to the Associated Press that Arouri was killed in the blast. A Hezbollah official speaking on condition of anonymity in line with regulations also said Arouri was killed. Florencia Soto Nino, associate spokesperson for the Secretary General, spoke on the threat of possible retaliation.
Because of the escalating tensions and the fragility of the situation in the region, we are calling for maximum restraint from all parties.
Earlier in the day, Hezbollah said its fighters carried out several attacks along the Lebanon-Israel border, targeting Israeli military posts. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The U.S. is confident that Palestinian militant groups use Gaza's largest hospital to hold at least a few hostages seized during the bloody October 7th attack, and House Command Infrastructure and American Intelligence Assessment made that the classification on Tuesday. The assessment offers a firm U.S. support for Israelis' claim about the Shifa Hospital complex. This is VOA News. Russia says it shot down 12 missiles fired at one of its southern regions bordering Ukraine as Kyiv's forces seek to change a Kremlin narrative that life is going on as normal. This is despite the 22-month war. As Russia's missiles and drones rain down on Ukrainian cities, Kyiv's troops have aimed at Belgorod, which is about 100 kilometers north of Kharkiv. That's Ukraine's second-largest city. Russia's border villages have been targeted sporadically in the war, with weapons launched from the thick forest in Ukraine. According to local media, police in Japan are examining whether a crash between an airliner and a smaller plane at a Tokyo airport may involve professional negligence, as transport authorities began to investigate the dramatic incident that killed at least five on one plane, but also saw hundreds of passengers escape the other. More from Reuters' Diane Toe.
Sources say the regulators working on the investigation with French and British agencies where the A350 and its Rolls-Royce engines were built. Airbus said it was sending technical advisors to help with the probe. Separately, police say they've set up a special unit at the airport to examine the incident, but declined to comment on the report of a negligence probe. In a statement on Tuesday, Japan Airlines said its aircraft recognized and repeated the landing permission from air traffic control before approaching and touching down. According to air traffic control recordings, the jetliner was cleared to land just minutes before authorities say the collision took place.
A former Myanmar police officer told Reuters he spent 2 years risking his life pretending to serve the military junta while secretly spying for armed resistance. His comments come as Myanmar's regime faces the biggest threat to its rule since seizing control in the 2021 coup. Reuters' Alman Lee has that story.
Yan joined the police force in late 2020, but decided to defect after he witnessed the arbitrary arrest and beating of protesters during a brutal military crackdown. People hated us, Yan told Reuters, adding that he didn't feel good. Yan is living in exile with his elder brother, Ye, who also defected from the police force. They started a business making and selling fabric printed with leaves from their home country. Some of the proceeds are sent back home to support the resistance. In October, Myanmar's rebel coalition launched a major offensive against the ruling junta.
That's Reuters' Aman Lee. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
Yeah. I'm too sexy for this girl. Too sexy.